Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com. We are culminating our coverage of the Republican nominating process now, we hope, as tomorrow is the big convention, an unprecedented event with 55,000 registered delegates spread all along the Commonwealth. And now it comes down to the mechanics and the rules and how this thing is going to take place. Rich Anderson joins us now. He is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia. And, well, we're almost there, Rich Anderson. Congratulations.
Thank you, Larry. It's been a long journey, but today is the day before the day.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And listen, I want to get into the mechanics of it and the counting and all of that. But there is one question I want to get to because I don't want to forget. People are supposed to choose their preferences and in order, first preference, second preference, third preference. How does then that factor into the ballot tabulation process? How do you what do you do to win?
All right. Well, that's called ranked choice voting. And let's use the ballot for governor as an example. There consists seven candidates for governor. So when an individual goes into the voting location and is handed a ballot, they will take that and they will mark down as number one the gubernatorial candidate who they want to give their first place support to.
Okay.
But if that individual doesn't win on the first ballot, which means 50% of the votes plus one vote, mm-hmm. then they have to go back and recompute those ballots and factor in the number two choices. So therefore, in this arrangement where you have seven candidates for governor,
I see.
The preferred procedures to go mark them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then turn that in. And of course, do the same thing for lieutenant governor and attorney general.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, is it mathematically possible for somebody to get the nomination without actually getting the most first place votes, but because they got an overwhelming number of second place votes?
Well, yes, that's possible. But of course, on a subsequent ballot, what we would hope, and it'll be difficult to reach because when you have seven people running for the same office, that's a crowd in politics.
Yeah.
And so likely it won't happen on the first ballot, but who knows? Maybe when we start counting on Sunday, maybe I'm surprised.
It might be overwhelming.
Politics.
Yeah.
This is politics, so it's unpredictable.
All right. So that answers that part of the question, because I have gotten that question. It's like people have their ballots. It's like, well, how does this really work once it's time to count? Okay, let's go to the actual process. People are going to drive up starting tomorrow to their locations. Walk us through this.
All right. 39 locations around the state, dispersed satellite facilities where people will vote. That's number one, out of respect for the COVID protocols that are in place. And number two, it lessens the travel time to a central convention if we did a traditional assembled convention under one roof with 10,000 people. What's happened now is we've got, as you said earlier, nearly 55,000 people who are registered. This is the largest state party Republican convention in United States history.
Incredible.
And it's also unprecedented for Virginia to have 17 candidates for statewide office. But what they will encounter, they'll drive up to their location. The more rural areas, they'll be able to go inside because those are just sparsely attended events as compared to the urbanized areas and the suburban areas. Mm-hmm. And but for a lot of these larger areas, let's use Fairfax for an example, 6,500 registered voters, humongous. You drive up, you get into line, and as that queue inches forward and you get to the head of the line, you'll be met by a Republican Party of Virginia elections official. They'll hand you a ballot. You'll see all three races for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and you rank order your vote, and you will hand your ballot back and drop it into a ballot box right outside your car window. Prior to all that, we'll check a photo ID, which is what we believe as a party and what most citizens believe who are, if you believe, polling. And so then you may drive away. You don't have to hang around like an assembled traditional convention and go through the arduous process of filling out ballot after ballot until you have somebody with 50%.
Okay. And so now once all of those ballots are collected, then what happens to those ballots?
Well, what happens then is from all 39 locations, the chief, the voting officer who has supervision over that facility and his staff, They go through some administrative procedures like happens every primary and every general election. And then they will seal those ballot boxes with tamper-proof tape that's specially designed to do just that, protect the sealed container. They'll sign across that. They'll then release those to the custody of two couriers, RPV-appointed couriers, who will then transport them to Richmond on Saturday night. And I will be there along with the staff to take custody of those ballots. We'll be in the Marriott on Broad Street near the state capitol in East Richmond. And those will be secured there overnight. We have retained the services of off-duty police officers, as well as surveillance cameras that are set up in the rooms, four different cameras to provide ample coverage. And we'll live stream all of this. And then the next morning when we come in, we'll begin getting organized. And then at 1 o'clock, the tabulation team will start counting ballots. We have 80 individuals serving on the team, and we have a team chief who has done this repetitively for the Republican National Committee in various states. I found her to be ideally suited because, first of all, she has no preconceived notions about Virginia. I want a complete blank sheet, but one who has experience and is a recognized expert.
Yeah.
And so that's how it happened. And you're probably going to ask me about timeline.
Yes.
I don't have a crew.
I want to know when I get my answer.
I don't have a crystal ball. So what I'll do is I'll give you the best guesstimate, which may be entirely accurate when it goes through the test of actually doing it. But I think probably we will be able to have all three races counted no later than Tuesday. If we have to, we'll go into Wednesday. But I'll tell you why it's going to take so long. The candidates themselves, as well as a large cross-section of the 55,000, or at least those who contacted us, had a preference for a hand count procedure. And the reason for that is we're in a very unusual environment with COVID and doing an unassembled convention, but yet transporting the documents to the ballots to a central location. And so the best assurance of providing visibility and transparency to all is to do it that way. And it's kind of proven, Larry, that's how we tabulated the ballots, not we, but Americans tabulated the ballots for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln. And so it's just the best visibility that will provide a assured outcome that has legitimacy for our three nominees. And I'll close this with just simply saying that not only will it be multiple eyes on every ballot to assure there's no human error, but we'll be live streaming it. We'll be under the tutelage of a tabulation expert. And the last thing is, each campaign has been invited to provide one observer so that they are there with us anytime we're in the room so that they can observe and have confidence in the outcome.
I wish all our elections, I mean, based on what you're describing to me, I wish all elections were this transparent. And by the way, will you be giving a running total or summary as the counting goes on, or are you going to wait until all the counting is done and then give the final results?
Well, actually, the media, the general public, anyone watching this on a live feed will be able to see it as it happens. I don't think we'll have the opportunity to make some kind of dramatic announcement because I think you'll see it in real time.
So we'll see the numbers going with this many percentage of the ballots counted. This is the numbers. Okay, cool. And what is the website for what website for people to tune in for that?
Well, we will probably do it. I need to nail this down, and then I'll make sure that all the media knows, and we'll blast it out to our fairly sizable email list, but it'll probably be on the RPV Facebook page, I would imagine.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But we want to keep people updated with real-time updates. I'll be spending, I got a feeling it's going to be a media day for me for most of the week next week.
Yeah.
Because I will spend a lot of time. We've dedicated one room at the Marriott next to the tabulation room that is a media room. It'll accommodate 20 people. Now, everybody's not going to be there, but we want them to have a place they can throw down and work. And I'll try to provide some opportunities for them to actually come into the ballot counting room. We will have one little limiting factor, and that's the fact that we have this wonderful governor who's limited everybody to 100 people in a room indoors.
There's always
so we're having to
that.
Watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're up against it. But it sounds like it thought through everything. So I'll only say this, Rich Anderson. Congratulations on getting here. A lot of work ahead now. And good luck with all those things that you haven't thought of yet, because there's going to be something.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Larry, it's the fog and friction of war, and we'll just deal with it as we come to it. And if there is a problem, everybody will get to see us address and resolve problems in real time. Hopefully that fosters a greater confidence in the outcome.
Excellent. All right. Good luck, Rich Anderson, with everything that starts tomorrow. This is it. It's been quite a journey. And then we'll speak once we have some nominees. We'll look forward to that conversation.
That's right. Okay. Take care, Larry.